You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A food drive started in Duluth after billionaire Kathy Cargo criticized local residents for questioning her property purchases in Park Point last year is back. The Duluth Cheerio Drive began when Cargo was quoted in a Wall Street Journal article saying Mayor Roger Reinhart peed in his Cheerios when he backed community members asking for more information on her proposed land purchases. The criticisms led Cargo to back out of her plans entirely. Residents took offense to that comment and raised over $50,000 for local organizations like CHUM in response. A Hayward man has officially been charged in Sawyer County Circuit Court in relation to a December shooting incident. According to court documents, 18-year-old Elijah Pacheco is facing charges of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree recklessly endangering safety. He's accused of shooting at a 17-year-old near Round Lake School Road, who was later taken to the hospital with wounds to his face and arm. The victim allegedly told authorities that Pacheco believed he had some involvement in a prior shooting incident. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding local municipalities to submit grant applications for the ATV-UTV trail aid projects by April 15th. According to a press release, municipalities can apply for the grant funding to help acquire, develop, and maintain ATV and UTV trails in their communities. Trails available in the spring, summer, and fall could be eligible for as much as $1,000 per mile in maintenance cost reimbursement, and winter-only trails could be eligible for up to $300 per mile. A Barron County judge has ordered that a Rice Lake woman facing up to 15 years in prison for distributing methamphetamine undergo a competency exam. According to court documents, 51-year-old Tiffany Wold Hughes was charged with two felony counts of delivery of methamphetamine and one count of possession with intent to deliver in July. She entered a not guilty plea at her arraignment in November and was scheduled for a jury trial beginning this week. Instead, the judge ordered her to undergo a competency exam before a May 6th hearing. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has penned a letter to U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, urging him to prevent any further delays in funding for infrastructure projects in the state. Governor Evers called the obstructions of federal funding approvals unlawful and harmful and highlighted a number of projects he says are ready to go. Among those highlighted were local community projects like the St. Croix River Bridge project in Douglas County and the already approved electric vehicle infrastructure projects across the state. The Wisconsin State Senate has unanimously passed a bill meant to protect women receiving medical care who are either unconscious or under anesthesia. The bill would require written consent to perform pelvic exams on women involving a medical student. The legislation has wide support from health groups in the state, including the Wisconsin Nursing Association, Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health, and the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. The bill still needs to pass the full state assembly before heading to Governor Tony Evers. One person was killed and two seriously injured in a Barron County crash on Tuesday morning. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at around 6 a.m. near the intersection of 18th Street and 8.5 Avenue, just south of Barron. A 50-year-old man sitting in the passenger seat was killed in the crash. The 34-year-old driver and a 44-year-old passenger were both flown to Regents Hospital with serious injuries. Authorities say speed was a factor in the crash, which saw the car leave the roadway and roll over into a wooded area. Construction crews have started demolition work for renovations at the Vaughan Public Library in Ashland. The downtown library is undergoing an $8 million renovation project in two phases, with its reopening scheduled for next February or March. The renovations will include improved lighting, heating and cooling, and electricity infrastructure. It will also see the introduction of a community gathering place and additional space for library collections. The library will operate out of the former CESA 12 building until renovations are complete. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for new export expansion grants. According to a press release, the grants are funded through the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports and seek to promote the growth of the state's dairy, meat, and crop exports. Meat or crop exports will be eligible for between $25,000 and $50,000 in grant funding. Dairy exports will be eligible for between $25,000 and $100,000. Grant applications must be submitted by April 9th. The Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership will receive $10 million in grant funding to develop a statewide apprenticeship network. According to organization officials, the grant funding will be spread out over 5 years and will focus on underrepresented populations in the state. The Department of Workforce Development reported record numbers for apprenticeships in 2024, supporting industries like construction and manufacturing. The organization's Apprenticeship Pathway Coalition Initiative will oversee the funding. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Tournament time for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Badgers in Denver to face Montana today. Now, the city of Milwaukee will also host some tournament games this weekend. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he'd preferred Fiserv Forum instead of Ball Arena in Colorado.
I thought we got a really good seed. I understand why we got sent to Denver based on the seed lines with Kentucky, Texas Tech, Iowa State all ahead of us at the three lines. So, you know, Sunday didn't matter. I don't think even Saturday mattered in terms of the committee's eyes. I think we were locked. So you turn the page and get ready to go play.
Baseball opening day a week from today in New York when the Brewers play the Yankees. One pitcher for the crew to watch for is 25-year-old right-hander Craig Yoho, who's had a good spring training, but for now is being sent to the minors.
I mean, yeah, it was a good experience. You know, I played well, a lot of confidence going into the season, and that's where I want to be. And, you know, I want to be helping the team win as much as possible this season. And so, you know, when my time comes, I'll be ready for it.
That's Brewers pitcher Craig Yoho with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Things are moving forward on The Boys prequel, Vought Rising. Producers just added actress Elizabeth Posey to one of the lead roles, although they are not divulging much about the character. Posey joins cast members Jensen Ackles and Aya Cash, who are reprising their roles as Soldier Boy and Stormfront from The Boys. Amazon Prime is the studio behind the show, which will see Ackles and Cash as executive producers, along with The Boys series creator and writer Eric Kripke. Sticking with casting, according to Deadline, Greg Kinnear will join the show Margo's Got Money Troubles. The Apple TV show stars Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer. Fanning plays the daughter of a Hooters waitress and a pro wrestler who finds herself as a new mom with no money. So she starts an OnlyFans page and uses her father's pro wrestling tactics to make it work. Sure, it sounds confusing, but wait till you see it. Margo's Got Money Troubles is based on the novel of the same title by Rufy Thorpe. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well-cast, well-acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid-40s this afternoon. The wind will be west to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.